Okay, let's go ahead and get started. So I'm going to go through about 10 or 11 slides in the next 10, 12 minutes, talk about a new feature that's coming in very soon in the next couple of weeks in the first release deferred channel, and then next year in the deferred channel. It will allow, for the most part, side-by-side support for 2013 click-to-run and 2016 click-to-run, which isn't possible today. And so we'll talk about more specifics. We'll talk a little bit about how to install, how do the updates work, what is supported, what is not supported, and again, talk about the timelines a little bit. Okay? And then we'll allow enough time towards the end, 6, 7, 8 minutes to answer any questions that you may have, and then I'll be available even after that if you have any further questions. So let's jump right in. Just wanted to, for those of you that may not be totally familiar with Click to Run, just wanted to give a 30-second overview and then jump into the content. So Click to Run technology is what is, of course, used by the subscription-based or retail perpetual-based installation for Office. If you have a commercial subscription, of course, you go to the Office portal and you get Office installed from there, or you can use the Office deployment tool. And then those that have a retail perpetual go through the office.com setup and then manage that through the My Accounts page. So what is the issue here? What is this Office 2013 click to run, Office 2016 click to run not working together? It all has to do with coexistence. So a Office 2013 family product cannot be installed or coexist on the same system as a Office 2016 product. So let's talk about a scenario here. Let's say that your company, when they originally deployed the Office 365 suite for 2013, had a need for a few users that needed Visio or Project. So you went to your neighborhood store or Amazon or some Microsoft authorized reseller, and you purchased off the shelf perpetual copies of Project and Visio. So for those handful of users that needed it, you basically passed out those retail copies, 8, 10, 20, 50, 100, whatever, depending on your organization. And those users then went through the office.com/setup, entered their product key, installed and activated the product. So then Microsoft released Office 365 2016. So you're now ready to move your organization to Office 365 2016. However, when you attempt to install it, you are notified that you need to remove that Visio product or Project 2013 product, perpetual product that's on there. And the reason for that is because you can't have coexistence. Of course, if you remove the product and install 2016, you can't install it again because it's, again, cannot coexist. So this is the typical error message that you saw when you attempted to do that. It says, stop, you should wait to install. Of course, you have the option to learn why, and it'll tell you exactly what I just said. You have the option to check the box and say, I understand, I don't want to wait, and you can continue, which will then proceed to remove in this case, your Visio Standard 2013 that you had installed. So now that user is without Visio that you paid for, right? And they can't get it back unless you go back to the store, buy the Visio 2016, spend another, I don't know, $300, $400 to purchase that and install it, right? So as you can see in this message, it says this app doesn't work with 2016 right now. We're working on a solution. So the solution is now here. Okay, so that's what we'll talk about. So as I said earlier, come October, Patch Tuesday in October, second Tuesday of October, we will have this available in the first release deferred channel. And we'll go through that 4-month cycle, and it'll be available in deferred channel in February, okay? So you can start testing with this in the next couple of weeks. Of course, these releases are all quality driven, so dates are subject to change, but right now, last I've heard, it's full force ahead for the release in mid-October. So those of you that prefer to look at it in a graphical form, this is how it is today. You install the Office 365 suite. You then attempt to install the 2013 version of Project or Visio, and you're asked to upgrade that version to 2016. The way we are solving it is, as I said, in the first release deferred channel next month, and then deferred channel in February of next year to resolve this issue. So there are certain scenarios that we support, and there are certain scenarios that we will still not support. And just wanted to give you a feel for those while we're talking about it. So applications cannot overlap. So I cannot say that I want both Outlook 2013 and Outlook 2016 coexisting, okay? And let's talk about it a little bit more specifically. So as an example, you can have Access 2013 and the business SKU for the Office 365 subscription coexist. And the reason for that is because the business SKU doesn't include Access, right? So you can coexist it. Similarly, you can have Project or Visio 2013 coexist with the 2016 version of the 365 Pro Plus product. So no problem there either. However, you can't have the Pro Plus 2013 suite and Pro Plus 2016 suite both on the same machine. Again, the rule of thumb is applications can't overlap. So you have all these applications that would otherwise be overlapping. You cannot have Access 2013 and Pro Plus, because again, Pro Plus has Access in it. So again, Access would have overlapped. So again, it goes back to the same principle, don't overlap applications. So what are some of the deployment and update considerations? And this is where we, considerable amount of work went in to support this so that we don't step on each other. When there is a 2013 product and a 2016 product in the same machine, we want to make sure that the registry stays separate. We want to make sure that your update channels are respected. We want to make sure your CDN connections are good. We want to make sure that if you're not updating from the CDN, but updating from a network location, that we respect that as well. And they both work independent of each other. So you don't have to follow the same rules for both. So you can use the Office deployment tool, no problem, to install this. For the 2016 version, you use the 2016 version of the deployment tool. For the 2013 version, you can continue to use the 2013 version of the, so you can customize it. You can specify where the updates will come from. You can specify what kind of UI experience the user will have. You can specify if the initial installation is from a local source or coming from the cloud. All of that you can do independent of each other. So you can do it for both 2013 and 2016. Again, in terms of updates, each click-to-run installation can have its own unique update source. So you can decide, one could be coming from the cloud, one could be coming from a local share, that's totally fine. So you don't have to stick with one update method for both, okay? And that's because we have done some significant work, as I mentioned, to keep the registry keys and all the configuration totally separate so that they operate totally independent of each other. For 2016 products, you can even use System Center for doing updates. So just like we're supporting now System Center for 2016, you can deploy it using System Center. You can update it using System Center while 2013 can continue to update from the cloud or network location or whatever. So how do you recognize, and that's a question that comes up, how do I know that once I've installed this first release deferred channel come October, that I now have the side-by-side capabilities, that I'm not going to get the error message that we just saw? The easiest way to tell is to look in your task manager while it's installing and look at the office-click-to-run.exe. And you can see that all of these will have a side-by-side indicator listed next to them. And when you see that, that means that you are now using the new click-to-run engine that supports that side-by-side, okay? If you don't see that, you know that it's not gonna work. So for troubleshooting purposes, you try it and you see that the error still pops up and you're wondering why, check the task manager and see if this task is showing side-by-side or not. If it's not, then that means you're not at the correct client level. So here's an example where I have Visio 365 2013 version side-by-side with Office 365 Pro Plus 2016, just to show you that in my testing with the bits that were available to me, I was able to achieve this side-by-side without getting an error. So you can see the subscription product. It is showing licensed. You can see the Visio, and you can see it's Office 15 version here, Office 16 version here, and it is also licensed. So they're both installed and activated side-by-side using the same account. So where do you go for references, and where is it that we are going to go add more information? So at this moment, if you go to these two TechNet articles, you're going to find some preliminary information. And our goal is that as we release it in the next couple of weeks to add more documentation, primarily it'll be everything that I just spoke about, right? So you're getting sort of a heads up on this a little bit ahead of what's going to be out there on TechNet and more. So there is a chronological article on TechNet at this location where we've already put an entry in there that approximately in October 2016, we're going to enable this scenario. And it has a link here about the supported scenarios, which is really this TechNet article down here. Okay, so this has a reference to the details. At the moment, the only details that we have are in the form of this note, which talks about some of the supported and not supported scenarios, kind of similar to what I just covered in the slides. But this is where we're going to add more information in regard to how to recognize it, how to use it, what are the detailed limitations, what are some of the scenarios in which it works, what are scenarios it doesn't work in, and what is the timeline for release. So we have been hard at work. It has been a very, very significant change to the installer engine. So it took us a long time to make sure that it was solid, that it was ready to go, and we feel very confident resolving all the major side-by-side issues that we have at the moment. So, this is pretty much it. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Yes, sir.
We have a strange situation. We have an app that we went to click to run quite a while ago, 2013. But this particular app wouldn't run unless we installed the Access 2013 MSI runtime. That functionality wasn't there. There doesn't, the last I looked,
no, there is. Yeah, we just put it out. So if you search for Access Runtime 2016, it's out there. Yeah. And also, you should know that in that situation, since you are installing an MSI-based runtime with a click to run that can coexist just fine as long as it's not the same version. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Is there a recommended scenario, right? Right now the scenario that we use is GPO plus a network share.
Mm-hmm. And it depends. It depends. So you may have attended presentations where they have said you can be all cloud, or you can be all on-prem, or you can be a hybrid somewhere in between, right? It just depends on how strong of a pipe you have to the internet, number one. Number two, do you really want the users to get that, or do you want to control it? If you want to control it, you would rather, of course, go on-prem, right? System Center is sort of a good compromise for a number of reasons. You can still decide when to deploy them, but it downloads those files for you. And with System Center, we're adding a lot of features which will come in handy for you as an administrator. So for example, in the next release of System Center, which is now in technical preview, just came out yesterday, we are now giving you the ability to granularly customize some of the options within each app. So like the tools option settings and such, right? So it's also got some reporting now in there, which tells you how many machines are deployed, what builds they're on, what channel they're on. All that good information comes through System Center. So my recommendation to you is if you're gonna be on-prem and you wanna have that control, and if you're able to have System Center Configuration Manager, that'll be your best bet.
So we're currently on, I believe, 1606.
Yeah. And I think this preview is 1609.
Okay. But is it in 1606, or am I going
to have? No, you'll have to update to 1609 to get there. Yeah. It's got some good reporting features, as I mentioned. Any other questions? Yes.
Can MSI and click-to-run coexist in the same system?
MSI and click-to-run can coexist as long as they're not the same version. So 2013 MSI and 2016 click to run, or the vice versa, 2016 MSI. Yes. So if you have 2013 Visio MSI, you can have the Office 365 Pro Plus. Now for 2016, we actually have a volume license activated Visio and project that are click to run. Yeah. So if you want to be at the same version, we provide that now. It's called the Click-to-Run Perpetual, C2R-P. So if you search for C2R-P, you'll find information on how to get it. You use the Office deployment tool. You download the 2016 version of Project Standard, Project Pro, Visio Standard, Visio Pro, and still use your KMS host or your Mac activation to activate it. And it's a click-to-run version. So that way it can now coexist. Installation order doesn't matter. Yep. Yeah. Typically, our recommendation is install the older version first and then the newer version. That's the rule of thumb.
So what is the update for? Is it for 2016 Office or is it for 2013 program?
The perpetual one?
No, the new update that makes it so these can actually run side.
This update is actually updating the installation engine.
Okay.
So it is for 2016. So when we get ready in October, we are going to actually put out a new Office deployment tool that is side-by-side aware. So the one that's there right now is not side-by-side aware, so it's not going to work. But come mid-October, we will have a new Office deployment tool updated. So make sure you get the latest tool for it to work.
And that will have to be for 2013 deployments as well as 2016.
It will only be for 2016. The tool will only be updated for 2016 because that tool will give you the right engine to support that side by side.
Are there any updates that are required on the older install at all? Does that have to be in the latest?
When you get a build that is beyond the October first release deferred channel, that engine will automatically have that support. So when you just update your client to that FRDC build or beyond, you're going to have that capability already. Does that make sense?
The older program, though, so the Visio 2013 MSI and MSR effect run install,
yeah.
Does that need to be changed?
Nothing needs to be changed for 2013, only for 2016. Yeah, because remember this error message is coming from 2016, not 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, you may have mentioned it, as I was talking, you may have answered some
questions. No problem.
We're running 1606 today.
Yeah.
Office
deployment tool, yes. We're going to update it. No, yeah, so the update, the client needs to be updated as well as the tool. And the client needs to be at first release deferred channel, as I mentioned. It's going to be, yeah, either 1609 or 1610, correct. 2010, you mean?
Well, okay, so SCCM version.
Oh, yeah. No, we were talking about the client version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so SCCM is also following the same sort of versioning, and you need to go up to the latest client 1609 build.
But that's not available
in 2012 or 2. Yeah, it isn't. So you have to update your system center. Well, you gotta update the servers first, then, I guess. Sorry about that.
So in other words, I need to do lots to be able to use this.
Yeah. But once you get there, I think you will, the benefits far outweigh the cost. Yes, of course, you have to migrate servers. That's a big deal, so.
Just to be able to actually run this Office installer, I have to be on
No. That is one way of deploying and updating. You can still stay with a network-based updating model or a cloud-based updating model. Doesn't require System Center at all. So System Center is not mandatory. It's good to have for you to be able to continue to manage your updates and get some good reporting back.
Okay.
But it's not a requirement. February, yeah.
We've been held back, and now it seems like we're getting pushed at the last minute to go with the first release, the first channel, but first release. Is there any thought of extending the support?
There is no plans to extend the support, but here's what we can do. If you're in a bind, we can figure out a way to get you the 2016 licenses today so that you can move forward for Project or Visio if that's what's blocking you. We'll get you those as part of your agreement or whatever. Whatever you have, let's say if you have 15 copies of Visio in your environment 2013, and that's keeping you from deploying to 1,000 people, we can get you 15 copies of Visio 2016. And yeah, whatever the number is. It depends on the number. The product marketing team really wants everybody to start moving forward. So one other option could be, we could just give you that many subscriptions free for 6 months or a year so that you can continue to move forward without having to wait for this. Yeah, but that February is a hard deadline. Although, if you're already in the process of updating, we're gonna provide security updates. So it's not like we're just gonna cut you off and say, sorry, it's going to take you another 3 months, so you are now all vulnerable. We're not going to let that happen. So we will have security updates for the foreseeable future, maybe another year or so, just to make sure that the customers that are on 2013 are just not, we're not going to turn off the service, so your clients will still activate fine. So it's not going to be cold turkey. It'll be, the only thing is if you called support and say, I have 2013 and my Excel is doing XYZ, we're going to say, please go to 2016. We can't help you otherwise. Fair enough? Thank you so much. Please fill out evaluation. And I think this pretty much wraps up most of our sessions for this week. But I will be at the expo booth today, rest of the day, and tomorrow. So if you think of any other questions, just stop by, or one of my team members can help you.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you so much.